Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in. We hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program, for it's our intention to speak only those things that are found in God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question or a comment concerning something that we say on the program, whether it's favorable or unfavorable, whether you maybe have a Bible question or a Bible subject that you'd like for us to spend time and study on the program, certainly we'd love to hear from you, and you can contact us by the address given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. When Paul pleaded with the Philippians for unity, he stated in Philippians 2 and verse 4, "Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others." And it's within that very same chapter that he offers four examples of that loving concern that we need to have for others. One example is Timothy. And here's what Paul says about Timothy in Philippians 2, verses 19, beginning. "For I have no one like-minded who will sincerely care for your state, for all seek their own, not the things which are of Christ Jesus. But you know his proven character, that as a son with his father, he served with me in the gospel." We see in that statement, Paul identifies three different objects of Timothy's sincere care. One of those objects was Paul himself. Paul affectionately remembered an occasion when Timothy shed tears of concern for him. It's in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 4 that he says of Timothy, "greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears, that I may be filled with joy." The occasion we don't know, but it could have been soon after Timothy was converted to become a Christian, when Paul was stoned in Lystra. That was Timothy's hometown. That same loving concern also may explain Timothy's willingness to go with Paul. When Paul invited him to go, Timothy went, and when he was invited to do so, as Paul visited Lystra there on that second journey that he made, Paul was already bearing in his body some of the marks of Jesus Christ. He made mention of those marks in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 17, and it was evident that he could use a young and strong companion. But what love and sincere concern Timothy demonstrated when he left his home, he left his mother to go where he did not know he was going, to endure he did not know what, and to stay he knew for how long with this older man of God. Very soon after Timothy joined Paul, he found himself along with Luke and Silas in the city of Philippi. And it was there that he witnessed the conversion of Lydia, and he enjoyed the hospitality of her household. He was undoubtedly thrilled to witness the conversion of others in that city, but certainly how grieved he must have been to see his dear friend Paul, along with Silas, arrested, beaten, and put into prison there in Philippi. Whether Timothy left Philippi with Paul, we don't know. But the Philippian Christians had opportunity to observe Timothy on that first visit. And it was on Paul's next visit when he made that statement that we read earlier in Philippians 2, that you know his proven character, that as a son with his father, he served with me in the gospel. You see, these impressions served to increase their respect for Timothy. When, from a Roman prison, Paul sent him to them to learn of their welfare. As it turned out, Timothy was Paul's most faithful and constant companion until the death of the apostle. So, let every young Christian ask himself, if he is the kind of youth that Paul would have chosen as a traveling companion, and whether or not, if asked, he would have been willing to go. But another concern, another object of Timothy's concern, was the Philippians, the Christians at Philippi. In that text that we read in Philippians 2, verses 19 through 21, Paul assured the Philippians that Timothy's unselfish concern was not for him alone, but it was also for them. Notice he mentioned sincerely care. Let's go back and look at that in verse 19. For I have no one like-minded who will sincerely care for your state. In fact, his concern for them was unique above all whom Paul could have sent at that time. As no doubt Paul considered others, he had sadly observed that they all stood in contrast with Timothy, because all of the others seek their own, not the things which are of Jesus Christ. Did seeking their own things mean that they would be unwilling to go? You know, personal considerations often hinder the performance of duty. When we look in Luke 9 and begin reading there with verse 57, we see three men who failed to follow Jesus. Now it happened as they journeyed on the road that someone said to him, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has not nowhere to lay his head. Then he said to another, follow me. But he said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and bid farewell who are at my house. But Jesus said to him, no one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. You see, these three men who failed to follow Jesus, and they failed because they were seeking their own things. How often do we fail to do something that we know the Lord wants done because we are seeking our own things? Perhaps there were those who would go to Philippi, but Paul knew that men who seek their own, not the things which are of Christ Jesus, will always be a liability rather than an asset in the Lord's work. Paul later wrote to Timothy in 1 Timothy 6 and verse 5, useless wranglings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, who suppose that godliness is a means of gain. From such, withdraw yourselves. You see, too many men today are preaching or teaching or acting as elders or deacons for reasons other than service to the Lord. Such men do more harm than they do good. And that no doubt is the reason why Paul admonishes Timothy, from such withdraw yourselves. Only such an unselfish person as Timothy would be a blessing to Paul and to the church in Philippi, or to any church today. And then the third object of Timothy's sincere care was the Lord Jesus. By implication, Paul makes it clear that Timothy's concern for him and for the saints in Philippi was due to Timothy's seeking, as he said there in verse 20, "For all seek their own, not the things which are of Christ Jesus." Timothy had in him the mind of Christ, of which Paul had written earlier in Philippians. In Philippians chapter 2, let's notice verse 5, and we'll read through verse 8. "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross." Timothy no doubt had in him that mind of Jesus Christ. The mind of Christ puts others first. One who's more concerned for his own things than for those of his brethren, he's unconcerned for the Lord. One day the Lord will say to them what we read in Matthew 25 and verse 45, when he said, "Inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." Timothy will not hear those awful words. But the question is, will I or will you? You know, if you're interested in studying the Bible, but you want to do so at your own time and the privacy of your own home, go to eastalbertville.org and you'll find on that website a Bible correspondence, and you can do just that very thing. Take it at your own time and do it in the privacy of your own home. Maybe there's a Bible subject that you've had on your mind, a Bible question. Again, at eastalbertville.org, you can go to that website, fill in the subject of what you're interested in of the Bible, and it will take you to articles and sermons that deal with that very subject. Or maybe you'd like to listen to some of these radio broadcasts that might contain a subject that's of interest to you. Ever since the first of 2020, these radio programs have been given a title, so you can look at those titles without having to go in the blind and listen to programs and discover that it had nothing to do with the subject that you're interested in. But with the subjects already being given to you in the title, you can go directly to that broadcast and be able to study what the scriptures teach on that very matter. Again, all of this is available to you at eastalbertville.org. Also, on that website, you can go to a Facebook page or especially to a YouTube channel. And on the YouTube channel, you can find Bible studies and sermons, both video and audio, that have taken place. And if you go to those websites at 9:30 on Sunday morning, at 5 o'clock on Sunday evening, and at 7 o'clock on Wednesday evening, you can see live those Bible studies and those worship periods. Keep this in mind and make use of what's available for you in your help in helping you study God's Word. Our time is gone. We appreciate so much your listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. It's till then that we bid you a pleasant good day, and now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock PM. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. please visit our website at eastabbottville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.